I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, March 10th, 2014, to order. Notice that we did have a preliminary study meeting this morning, and we've gone through the business of the day, county concerns. Did have a question regarding that heading. There has been no change in format. That just means that we're going to talk about the day's business, what's on the agenda, what might possibly be on a future agenda. That's called agenda review. County minutes, accounts payable, et cetera. I'd like to call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, to lead us in an open prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning. Again, we thank you for the blessings you will pour out upon us. And just are amazed, dear Lord. Thank you for the wonderful weather you sent our way. And just pray that you just continue to bless us with that. We thank you most of all for your son that you sent to die upon a cross. And again, we know that we have responsibility to share that with others, and we just pray that you would give us guidance in that. We pray that you would just watch over us as we do our daily business today, that you just give us guidance in all we do. Be with us. Give us wisdom to make decisions that would be pleasing to you. And again, thank you for that. And we just pray that you would just be with those that may need your helping hand, your healing hand, your comforting hand. You know those needs better than we do, dear Lord. We could list each one that we know about and still wouldn't know them nearly as much as you do. So we pray that you would be with each one of those. And again, we thank you for the blessings you give us. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Thank you. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 338761 through 338810, warrants 5937 through 5944.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks number 338761 through 338810 and warrants number 5937 through 5944. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Oh, do you have updates on those, John? I read them this morning. Approval of previous minutes, January 9th, 21, and 30, and February 24th.
Is
Did you want executive session in the same motion?
No, let's do that separate motion.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve previous minutes dated January 9, 21, 30, and February 24th. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Approval of executive session minutes November 21st, 25th A, 25th B, 25th C, 25th D, 27th December, the 9th C, 16 A, 16 B, 18, 19 A, 19 B, 30, and February the 10th.
So they added all the names, right?
Yes. There were a couple times where they didn't have names, so they put no names.
So
there.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve executive session minutes as presented and corrected. November 21st, 25D, 25B, 25C, 25D, and 27th. December 9C, 16A, 16B, 18, 19A, 19B, and 30th, and February 10th. I might note for the record that there are many, so many of those executive sessions that were held on the same day. Those were budgetary discussions with elected officers who chose to go into executive session to talk about personnel at the time during their budget, and on more than one occasion a pending contract that would be coming up during the year. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we had scheduled this. Oh, we have monthly budget report. I'm sorry. Rick, can you join us?
This is regular monthly budget reports I send you each month. We want to put some of those in the minutes, so I do that too. Just want to know if you have any questions. I did look at this time the expense by department. It is an interesting one to look at sometimes early, because a lot of times you see the actual percent over there, and right now if you figure the percentage of what should have been spent, it would be 17%. Most of those are above that. It could be alarming, except for a lot of times we have major expenses early in the year and then they don't show up again later on in the year. One of the things I found out is I send these out, a lot of times we'll get some responses back, and I had two or three elected officials that contacted me and noticed the same thing. Well, I'm way above where I should be, shouldn't I be? But we talked about it, and they think they're in good shape.
Other than what you just explained, do you see anything out of the ordinary or extraordinary that... From what you said, I didn't see anything myself. But
I didn't notice anything. The only thing I did notice is what I talked to you about just then. And like I say, it's not unusual for that to happen early in the year. When it gets later on in the year, we might want to be more concerned. But
I see that we also just received our monthly distribution of sales tax.
We were down slightly.
But overall, for the year, we're down about half a percent.
I think it was less than a percent. Anyway, yeah, it was a very small amount.
Right. 6/10 of a percent maybe, or I can't remember.
Always look at that and think you might be able to guess what's going to happen. But boy, there's just...
Last month, when Taney County was up, I gave a presentation over at Chamber Legislative in Branson. Stone County was down dramatically in the same month, and the city of Branson was down dramatically in the same month. So my question was, how could the city of Branson be down dramatically in the same month that Taney County was as high as we were? It just, I don't see any sense in that.
I don't know, and I don't look at all the numbers. I do look at the numbers that come through our TIF areas there, and we compare those with Branson, and we know those are matching up, so I can't imagine that there's not all the rest of them are matching up. It would take me days and days and days to look at that. But, yeah, I wish I could figure out where it's going to sometimes.
This happens every year. Usually it's March or so when this will have a exchange like that, where the city will be up and we'll be way down, where our percentage will be way down, the next month be tremendously high. So I don't know how they figure it, how they send it to us, what they're holding out or anything like that. We've had this discussion before.
Danny, I know that the Department of Revenue does hold out the 1%, that's for sure. Part of the reason that it's...
But they hold that out from the city's tax collection also.
Yes.
It just mystifies me as to how the Branson area could be down and Taney County could be up dramatically like it was last month. It's just unfathomable, if that's a word.
That means there was a lot of economic activity outside the city of Branson for that to happen. Had to be.
Well. Gentlemen, do you have any questions for Mr. Finley? Rick, do you have any other comments?
I don't. Thank you, though.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We have scheduled today a University of Missouri Extension update. And I know that the local director has a personal issue this morning, so they're going to be moving that update forward to another date. Gentlemen, we have scheduled a discussion regarding the SB 40 board appointment with the developmental connections or developmentally disabled. We had filled one of those appointments by a reappointment of Sherry Kaufelt at a previous meeting. It had been brought to our attention that another member of developmental connections was also serving on the Tantone Industry Board. So we were hesitant, without having some input from county council as to whether or not that would be a conflict. Our county council has indicated to us that there is no conflict and that we, in fact, can make that appointment if we choose to do so.
Name.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Gail Hedenburn to the SB 40 board. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Question is, and there's one position that's left open, there is an individual that has submitted an application.
Is there was a question on that, Ron. One person that had served on another board asked to resign from that board, but they were serving on this same board, but they never mentioned this board to me as far as resignation. This board, they did the other board, but they never did.
You're talking about Mr. Ingram?
Yes.
Let's let's clarify that, because if he does want to be reappointed, we should give him consideration. If not, we need to move forward.
Right, and I'm all for moving forward on it just as soon as we find out and consider, is there two applicants on that?
Well, there's one that we've received, and although I don't know him, I'm reading about qualifications, and certainly I think he's well qualified and appears to have a passion for serving in the community and serving on a board just such as this. But let's take a look at it. Is that all right if we can move that forward for another week, answer that one question?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Gentlemen, because of the update we didn't receive, our next appointment is not until 10. It will be Dr. Hyder with the Branson Schools District. If we could stand in recess until that time, we'll reconvene when the superintendent arrives at 10 o'clock.